from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster with you on this Tuesday. And it is a very fascinating Tuesday because we are about to get right smack in the middle of some serious political discussions on whether the Chiefs and the Royals should come to the state of Kansas. Tommy, what does your gut say? 50-50. Lay it out. Where do you think this thing ends?
Well, I think they end up in Kansas, and I think it's actually probably more than 50-50 at this point. I mean, all signs are pointing to not only Kansas making an aggressive offer, but I have a hard time thinking that Missouri is going to really be able to do anything to counter this. I mean, it's not that Missouri doesn't have the desire at the highest level. Mike Parson, the governor of Missouri, is on record saying that the state would, you know, put together, he calls it, a competitive offer regarding the professional sports franchises. But I just have a hard time thinking that it's going to be something that the taxpayers are going to have an appetite for. Maybe like last ditch effort, like there's panic setting in and maybe Missouri can get something done. But the biggest differentiator that we've learned all along in this is the star bond. And Missouri doesn't have that. They don't have the capabilities of doing that. They also don't have legalized sports betting, which I know is a major factor. The state of Kansas does. So, I mean, I do think that everything is positioned for Kansas to become the favorite to land actually both teams. Honestly, at this point, I have a hard time thinking that, you know, Missouri is going to really be able to do a whole lot that can counter this and have it be as attractive for either franchise.
Sorry, Tommy had a muted mic there. We got a viewer on YouTube saying, filling your head with this spectator sports stuff rots your brain, bread and circuses. I don't think that, look, there are people that are going to say it's a bad idea because there are a lot of economists who said this doesn't work. I would say I think the Chiefs will end up on the Kansas side. The most complicated thing for me is how the Royals fit into all of this. Quite frankly, I'm not sure how the Royals fit into all of this. We have a text giveaway contest right now for Kenny Chesney and Zach Brown Band at Arrowhead Stadium. That also would apply to the star bond. I think that, you know, A, put a dadgum dome on the stadium. Listen, you can yell at me all you want, old school football people. I don't care. You can open that roof up, put it retractable so that you can get use out of that stadium all winter long and all summer long if it's sweltering hot. You put concerts in that stadium frequently, and you just take in all the Starbond money you can take. I would say I think the Chiefs are coming. I don't know how the Royals fit into this. To me, it still makes sense for the Royals to play in downtown Kansas City. That's not Jackson County necessarily. Can they still get that done for the Royals? I'm not sure. The Royals coming over, we've seen Major League Baseball teams thrive in the rural settings. It's not outrageous. I mean, you basically drive a different direction if you're in the metro than you drive now, and you'd be there. It'd be a, you know, I'm not an expert on the geography up there, but it's about the same probably to drive to a sporting game if you live in Kansas City as it is to drive to a Royals game. So I guess it can work. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know all the ins and outs on how they're tied together or not. We'll see that probably this week. But I would say at least the Chiefs. I would at this point guess that they're coming, because I think that the timing is perfect for the appetite. I think Kansas has this unique way to do something like this. I think we have a recent history of lawmakers moving quickly in a bipartisan manner with gambling. And I think we have a governor who is as middle of the road politically a governor can be. The thing about something like this is it's not really partisan decision-making anyway. There's not really a partisan take on these discussions, because all of these politicians would probably like to say A or B, yeah, I was a part of the reason that the Chiefs are in Kansas, or yeah, I avoided disaster on a stadium like that if it goes the other way. So it's more about like posturing than it is, because there's not like a party affiliation that wants to do one thing or the other here. You're definitely going to have fiscal conservatives that say absolutely not, and you're going to have free spending liberal candidates that are like, this is a great idea, we should do this immediately. So I think that there's enough momentum and enough interest. I think the star bond would be, you know, passed for sure. And if the star bond's passed, I'm just not sure what better option the Chiefs would have.
Well, I'm not sure.
What better option do you have than a star bond?
I'm not sure. And I don't think it's honestly going to really come down to the team as much as it's going to come down to what the offer from Missouri ends up being, if there's a counter of any kind. I mean, because look, like I mentioned before, Missouri doesn't have star bonds. And so if you can push it to a position where, like, Missouri just, yeah, they might put together some kind of counteroffer, but I don't know what that's going to be. I don't know Missouri politics, but I don't know what that's going to be without putting it in front of the taxpayers. This is not something that the state of Kansas has to put to a vote with the taxpayers.
No.
They'll have to vote amongst themselves, but the star bond is not anything.
To get a star bond
passed. But this is not anything that the taxpayers across the state are going to have to vote in or vote out, or even in a county are going to have to vote in or vote out. Missouri, I don't know if they have that kind of mechanism to do anything like this, and the voters of Jackson County have already voted it down. So I just don't know how aggressive Missouri even can be. And it may not even be like they may have the desire to be aggressive. Governor Mike Parson may absolutely want to do everything he possibly can to retain at least the Chiefs in Missouri, and maybe the Royals too if it works. I just don't know what they're going to be able to counter with if Kansas can put together this package.
That's the key. There won't be an easier offer probably for these teams to do it than what they could do through a star bond. You know, here's how much you have. We've figured the number. Here's what we need you to pay. Here's what we'll pay. And for the taxpayers, if it works properly, you won't have to pay anything. It'll be paid for if you use the facility. If you buy a ticket to a Chiefs game, you're going to pay an extra, whatever it is, 7.5. I don't even know what it is. Whatever that percentage is. And that's what it is. And that's how it gets paid for. That line item on your receipt will tell you that money is going to pay for this stadium.
But isn't that even then something that's going to, for Missouri at least, would have to have a special election, some kind of vote?
I have no idea.
To pass that through?
I don't know anything about Missouri politics.
I just don't think they can.
Not a thing.
I just don't think that they can, like, make that be the case.
The only thing I can observe from Missouri politics that I've seen is it gets messy there, and they can't get anything figured out.
They couldn't even get sports gambling done. They're still
don't have it.
They're still working on trying to find a way to pass that through, and that's been going on a few years now. So again, like, I just don't know, even if they have the desire to retain the franchises, I just don't know that they've got the mechanisms in place to be able to have anything competitive against Kansas.
It is not as good. Unless they came out and said, we'll pay for all of it, and that passed a vote. But to your point, the issue there is, we've seen the appetite for that already. So what kind of gamble and risk are you willing to take if you're the Chiefs and or maybe the Royals? Like, you know people don't want to do it. Right? Like, that's the whole point. Like, they told you that, and it wasn't even close.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't close. So if you're these businesses, basically, are you really going to sit around and sit on your thumbs and wait and say, well, yeah, maybe we get a better offer, but again, we don't even know if it passes.
If the state of
Kansas says, here it is, come on.
Tell me in what way, if there is any avenue on here in this entire situation, that the state of Missouri has an advantage over the state of Kansas, because I can't find one.
That they pay for 80% instead of 70%. Well,
without putting it to a public vote, how?
Right. That's the how is the problem. The how is the problem.
I don't think they have that way to make that happen.
Well, I would tell. Here's how. They break up the Chiefs and the Royals, and they're part of two different discussions. And you go to just Chiefs.
That still doesn't change the fact that, like, they would need to get public approval.
No, I know. I know. The risk is there. Right. No. It doesn't eliminate the risk, but it might enhance your chances, because I think the appetite right now for the Chiefs would be much higher. Again, though, you've got to think of this from a, like you're the businessman here. You own the teams. There is no way you go that risky route. And
why
not
would I tell
this other one?
Why would I tell Kansas, if I'm Clark Hunt, or even John Sherman, especially John Sherman, why would I tell the state of Kansas, if they're willing to pay for 70% of the stadium deal, and it's like a sure thing that does not require a public vote, that the legislators can just move it forward, and it doesn't sound like Governor Kelly is going to veto it if it hits her desk, why would you thumb your nose at that for the alternative of the state of Missouri, regardless of the way that they structure it, probably going to have to put it to a public vote when Jackson County, Missouri has already voted it down? Why would you
do
that? There is no way in this entire situation that Missouri has any kind of advantage, any kind of leg up over the state of Kansas.
I mean, you wouldn't, Tommy. You just, like, you wouldn't. And so that's the whole point. If Kansas passes this through, which is why both of us think that the Chiefs will be playing in the state of Kansas.
Like, you asked me 50-50. I think it's more than that, honestly,
that they end up
in Kansas.
The reason I say 50-50 is they still have to pass the star bond. So that part is far from over. Like, they're going to talk about it now, but that's the part where I say 50-50. I don't know that they get this. They don't always get star bonds through. Like, there's not always agreement on that.
They'll get a star bond through for this. If they need to get it done, they're going to get a star bond through. If there's enough appetite for it,
there
it sounds
will be
like there
skeptics.
Is.
There will be skeptics that it will pay for itself. There will be. Now, you just have to, again, what has the Kansas Speedway and Sporting KC done with their star bond? Right? Are there other cities or states across the country who have utilized star bonds in these types of projects? That I would want that answered if I were a lawmaker. If I'm a lawmaker sitting there and making this call, I'd need just a couple of things answered. Chiefs, Royals, show me your books. I want to know how much revenue you generated. I want to add a sales tax to that and see what potentially that adds, just if you made what you made last year. Okay? That'd be the first thing I want to know. Second thing I'd want to know, how much state income comes in through a state income tax by these professional athletes? You know, how much are we generating through being able to tax on state income that we weren't before? Because you're talking about collectively, I mean, probably about $400 million of payroll that could be hit with state income tax now. Okay, so I want to know that too. Put all that together over 30 years, does that cover this price tag? That's the most important thing in all of this. And then the other thing I'd want to know, are there other states that have done this way? And in those, how does that work? How does that work? Did it work for them? I don't know. Bruce says, I'm a huge sports fan. One, most of America already think the Chiefs are in Kansas. It's a good point that we'll get to. And two, why can we contrive a way to make this work but not Medicaid expansion? Bruce, I'm not sure on that. You're asking the wrong person as far as Medicaid expansion. But I do think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. I'm not sure because here would be my answer, Bruce, because I don't think Medicaid expansion can be paid for through a star bond. That's strictly earmarked for economic development projects. And so that would be why, because that's taking existing tax money or increasing taxes, whereas a star bond is a sales tax. So that would be my best attempt to answer the second half of your question. And I'm not a Medicaid expert, so please take that for what it's worth. What I would say to your first question, most of America already thinks the Chiefs are in Kansas. Yeah, that doesn't really matter as much for this discussion, even though I think you're right by that, Bruce. I think the point is, it doesn't matter what everybody thinks about that. You're not potentially gaining any of the economic advantages to that. And again, most economists say, typically, this stuff doesn't pay for itself, but typically it's not done through a star bond. And so you do have to think of, like, here's the other thing if I'm a lawmaker, Tom, and to your point earlier, the other thing that I want before I sign off, there is not 1 ounce of work done in this project that is not from a Kansas business through Kansas taxpayers. Not one. You cannot outsource the toilet urinal cakes from anywhere but the state of Kansas. There is not one sliver of this done outside of the state of Kansas. It's going to be a Kansas architect. I don't care if there's experts in other places. It's going to be a Kansas architect. It's going to be a Kansas construction company full of Kansas workers. I don't want Missouri workers coming across the border to work on this project. This is 100% Kansas jobs. And we can sign off on that. Right? Like not one piece of this. The parking lot paint can't be striped by anybody that is not inside the state of Kansas. And I think that helps sell it for me too, if I'm a lawmaker. But I would have questions and I would need answers before I signed off on this if I was one of the people charged with making this decision.
Well, and here's the other thing too. So it sounds like the proponents of this bill, they've sort of narrowed kind of what they're wanting or kind of what they're asking for, to try to get maybe some of the opponents of this particular project in the state to feel better about it. And it does sound like, and who knows, you know, as these discussions go on, but according to the Associated Press, this whole session was called to talk about tax cuts. And like that sounds like, I mean, of course, they're always going to say
that's why they're having
that's
a
the
session.
Priority, right, yeah. Is to try to find ways 100%. To slash income tax and property tax and things like that. This is the second priority behind it. But at the same time, I mean, this is definitely the thing that will get a lot more attention. Not that cutting taxes won't, because that always will. But like this is something that's like a, you know, strike while the iron is hot. We're never going to get this opportunity ever again.
There is a very much more so important thing happening in the special session. It's why the special session, they didn't call a special session to vote on the Chiefs. They happened to be having a special session, right, as the Chiefs deal fell apart on the other side. And apparently last week, both sides, which is basically the lawmakers and the governor, believe they have a deal done now. So that part shouldn't be that complicated. They think they have it done. You know, the Congress would like to see a little more, but they're at a compromise for now. And so they'll at least get that part done. And I think quickly, and I think that's the other reason they're willing to put this in, is because they think they're already done on the other part of it. They just have to get up there and vote, but they think they already have the deal. Whereas in the past, they thought they had the deal, but the governor didn't really like the deal and she vetoed it. I get the impression that is not the case this time and all parties are good. So then you're going to have room to do this other thing. And it is important. Look, I'm glad we're having the discussion now. The opportunity is there. Don't miss the opportunity. It may ultimately say, you know what, that just doesn't make sense for us either. And that's fine. But having the discussion is a very important discussion to have that could impact the state for a long, long time. Long, long time. What if a Super Bowl comes in the next 30 years? You want to know another question if I was a lawmaker? Hey, NFL, if we do this, how many Super Bowls can we get? Can we get a draft? Can we get two drafts? Because that, and it, and by the way, you don't get to do that in downtown Kansas City now. It can't be at Union Station. It's got to be over here with us. We need that money. Sales tax, pay for this. Rick says, I'm naive to think it would be 100% Kansas jobs. I didn't say I thought it would be 100% Kansas jobs, Rick. I said if I was a lawmaker, I would demand that it be 100% Kansas jobs. Of course they'd like to find an architect from somewhere else. I don't care what they want. We're paying for 70% of your stadium. You use 100% of Kansas workers. They're
going to find the cheapest labor they possibly can. Like, that's going to be, you know, the priority of it. But I, again, I don't think that that's... I agree with you, Jacob. I would push for that too, or you know, at least like just, it's got to be first right of refusal, you know, or something like that.
Right. Yep. That, I mean, that's you ask for the moon here because the Chiefs are asking for the moon from the state of Kansas. So ask for the moon back. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, you're giving them a hell of a deal here. You can have plenty of demands. Making sure those jobs stay in the state of Kansas, not the worker jobs or any of that. I don't want to take anybody's job. But the jobs created need to be on this side of the border. They just do. And you'll probably see a lot of companies start up in the state of Kansas real fast over the next couple of years. The Kansas branch of XYZ, whatever. 869-1240, you can comment on us. Lots of good video stream comments and discussion. Anthony, one more here, says it'd be a question for legislation I'd have to answer, seeing how it's a sports talk show. I have a good question. Look, always, whenever it's just like Tommy, I can't believe athletes make this much money. Teachers don't make enough. Yep, you're right. But like again, we can walk and chew gum. I never have a good answer to that because the athletes are paid by the Chiefs, not, you know, by some school district somewhere.
The other thing that I want to point out before we go to break is that, yeah, there's a lot of demands being made on the state of Kansas. You better believe that regardless of what kind of counteroffer Missouri can get passed through, there's going to be a lot of demands made on the state of Missouri also. Doesn't mean the Chiefs will, you know, just be like, we don't need everything that we were asking the state of Kansas. I think that we would be foolish to think that it's going to be one of these two options. Because make no mistake about it, these teams will relocate to get whatever they're looking for from somewhere else. They will. They will relocate.
The Chiefs have an opportunity to relocate without relocating.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that...
No, I know what you're saying.
There's no guarantee that if it doesn't happen in Kansas, that it will happen in Missouri.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen with the Chiefs, but it might happen with the Royals. Absolutely. I don't know where the Royals fit into this. I'm as interested in that part of this next discussion in Topeka as anything else. Are they just like blanketly put into this too? Or is this, can they be separated? Because I think you're having two different discussions there. 869-1240, we'll come back. More Sports Daily right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.